Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 1, Episode 9, Prenuptial.
We're at Eastmore Castle, England, on the eve of Shiv and Tom's wedding. The scene is all newly arrived and very well-dressed guests, expensive cars, and a deliriously happy and immensely stressed Tom waving as a coach rounds the corner. He embraces his parents as they exit the vehicle and also welcomes his crew of friends, a.k.a. the Fly Guys. Shiv is otherwise engaged with Nate and Gil. She tells a distracted Gil that he doesn't have to come to her wedding, which is probably a good call as Gil is on the warpath. Fuckers, I'll fucking kill him. I'll take them to pieces, he rants. Nate lets Shiv know a TV presenter implied Gil murdered his wife, a theory raised by Logan when he last met Shiv. Gil wants to destroy ATM and tasks her with finding some serious dirt on ATN. Kendall meets Stewie in a pub to finalize their hostile takeover plot. Stu reveals there's some concern from Canada about Kendall as CEO, but don't worry, it can all be smoothed over. He asks Ken why he's so jumpy. Kendall says maybe it's because he's about to fuck Roman, Shiv, and Connor, possibly blow what's left of his dad's brain while taking the company from his family. That might do it. Back in New York, Logan is on the phone to Jerry wondering if Shiv is ready to come begging for his presence yet. He's adamant he won't be there unless Shiv comes crawling to apologize. He then asks after his ex-wife Caroline, inquiring if she's still with that chinless hippie prick. In the back of a car, Tom is talking about what name he might use after the wedding, pondering Tom Roy as his title. But he's blindsided when Shiv tells him she could do with knowing about the pit of death files he disposed of from cruises, Shiv seeking that ammo Gil requested. Tom is reluctant to spill the details. They arrive at the church for rehearsals along with Kendall, Roman, and Logan's second wife, Caroline Collingwood. Much to the delight of Roman, his date for the do is Tabitha, the girl who gave Tom possibly his weirdest sexual encounter to date at the bachelor party. Late to the rehearsal is Greg, who greets Caroline as Your Excellency. She immediately remembers him from many years ago. You're Greg Egg, she exclaims. When you were born, you look like a little misshapen egg. She then recalls Greg's dad used to try to sleep with all the men in Solsonito. Later, Kendall walks and talks with Frank. He tries to find out what the Canadians think of him and hints about the impending takeover move. Frank is impressed and asks about the possibility of him getting some reward too. Frank then tells him they used to refer to Ken as the calamari cock ring. Frank admits he has no idea what that means, but to be honest, it doesn't sound like a compliment. After failing to get a good PR reason for not attending his only daughter's wedding, Logan decides he'd better go after all. When news reaches Shiv, she's unhappy, as is Kendall and Caroline, who tries to stir the pot, telling Shiv, "You being the second most important person at your wedding will take the pressure off." Later that evening, a party is underway when Nate asks Shiv to step away with him as Gil wants a word. Tom watches them leave, but also sees Shiv pushing Nate's hand off her hip. Gil is upset that Logan's going to attend, but she tells him she's working on getting the serious dirt that will help destroy her father's empire. A trigger-happy Gil is placated, for now. At the bar, Nate approaches Tom and offers congratulations while also dropping the info that he used to date Shiv. Info Tom was previously completely unaware of. Having seen her two men talking, Shiv heads over and asks Tom if he's okay. They head to their room to talk. Shiv asks him again if he's ready to spill the details on the death pit, but Tom steers the conversation to Nate. Shiv plays cool and says she thought they'd met previously and calls Nate a colleague and a dick. Tom wants to know if she's cheating on him because he sees the vibes. Shiv lies and Tom tells her he will reveal the truth to her about the cruise's stuff based on the understanding that they trust one another. Back at the party, Kendall and Rava argue over the impending divorce. She tells him, "Have a fucking line if you need one that bad." Ken responds with a "fuck you," and the two part ways. Kendall's paranoia about the hostile takeover bid begins to kick hard. Back in the bedroom, Tom is telling Shiv about the cruise's stuff. She begins taking notes as Tom gets comfy and lets the whole sorry tale of murder, rape, and cover-up spin into the air, again declaring it not very wedding-y, just as Logan and Marcia arrive by helicopter. Nate tries his luck with Shiv again, getting touchy-feely. This time, the act is witnessed by Greg. Logan makes a bold entrance to the hall and heads straight for Shiv. "I'm feeling much better," he declares. "Great," says Shiv, "but you weren't invited." Logan then moves for Kendall. Logan playfully offers him a reference for his resume before asking how long until Ken returns to the fold. As Logan starts up to bed, Shiv stops him in his tracks. "Sleep well, Dad. Might be your last good one for a decade or so." He pauses, unsure what she means. "The cruise situation," says Shiv. Logan states he has no idea what she's talking about and continues to bed. As Shiv makes to leave, Logan calls down to her, saying mysteriously that someone will be in touch. Despite the early days nature of the relationship, Roman brings up marriage with Tabitha. She laughs at the idea and says the relationship is not exactly normal as they never have sex. Later, Shiv meets Jerry to tell her she knows about the death pit files. Shiv plays the blackmail card, saying she can maybe get Gil to hold back if Logan's outlets stop attacking Gil and bringing up his dead wife. Shiv adds that Tom has to be kept clean too, maybe moved up in the firm or away altogether. Elsewhere, Stewie talks to Kendall. He has Sandy on the line. Ken is worried he's about to be booted, but instead, Stu says that they want to accelerate the takeover to the next day, Shiv's wedding day. Kendall is adamant that is unacceptable, declaring, "Fuck this." But Sandy mentions that he knows Ken leaked the news to Frank after a reporter got in touch, and they have to act fast. Sandy is ready to go, and Kendall is strapped in for the ride, probably a bumpy one. As Tom once said to a coke-fueled Greg, "Buckle up, fucklehead." The next morning, Greg spots Tom running and stops him. He tries to tell him he thinks Shiv is having an affair, but Tom doesn't want to hear it. "No, you're wrong. Shut up, Greg." Greg persists, but is told to shut the fuck up. Greg doesn't, and Tom wrestles him to the ground, screaming at him to shut up before continuing on with his morning run. Logan talks with Gil, and the pair find a compromise built from Shiv's intervention. Tom and Shiv prepare for their wedding day. Kendall goes over the hostile takeover plans with Stewie as paperwork is faxed through. Shiv enters the back of a car alongside her dad. He offers her kind words and takes her hand. Stewie asks if there's any chance Logan will simply do a deal. "No," says Ken. "He'll never retreat. It'll be hostile, hostile, hostile." I hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously On Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, when season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Produced and published by Daph Doris. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.